because I came close this time. I listened to you speak about the good feeling around your earth, because of the joining together of many nations. It gladdens the heart to know that peoples can live in harmony. Be happy for another human being's success. If this can happen at such times, why not in everyday living?
Yes, that would be marvelous.
Very good.
But it is a very good example of unity, of energy together.
Yes, it is hoped the effect of this will have a lasting influence and will be remembered well by the many nations who came together.
Yes. Unfortunately, with humankind's these things do not always happen. But it is good to see, yes, when it does happen.
Yes.
Much to think about by all people. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
And if we could get all the religions to be thinking along the same lines, instead of having too many discrepancies or too many arguments about what should be and shouldn't be, that would be even better.
Yeah.
Yes, it is of course step by step. There are changes within your world.
Yes.
But of course always they are slowly taking place. I hope and I know that my words to you last time gave you much to think about.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
My purpose was not to confuse, but rather to stretch your thinking.
Mm, yes, and of course our own terms that we use sometimes confuse. And I was going to ask you, we have the term zero point field and akashic field and source, and I suspect these are refer to much the same thing. Certainly these three things are beyond space-time, and they all involve communication. Would you care to
yes,
clarify?
Of course, as always, words are limited for descriptions such as these. But yes, because of the expansion of knowledge within many scientific communities. These things are given human terms. I would say to you, they are related, but the source will never fully be defined. That cannot be, because consciousness is still expanding to that point, is always seeking, always growing. But yes, I would go along with the names that you have used for the understanding of something that is not yet quite understandable to the human brain. Does that help you?
Yes, yes, and we appreciate there's that additional factor concerning source.
Yes. It's the void that I was... I think of the void as being a certain space.
Empty space.
Well, of course, the void you're talking about is certainly not empty. But is this void an infinite void, or is it... Is there something, you're probably telling me I'm thinking as a human, with a human mind, but it is difficult to imagine. The only way I can imagine it is that it's an infinite void, and there are no beginnings or endings to it. Am I right in thinking like that?
I would suggest, if that is the way you feel comfortable with the explanation, then hold on to that for now.
Okay.
The void I speak of is, of course, ever-growing, ever-expanding knowledge, because it contains all knowledge and is partly a mirror image of source, which again is something we have not approached.
If we start to say why and wherefore and everything, that started as searching. Does that mean the void expands a little bit to accept our whys?
Your own consciousness will become part of a wider consciousness, which then belongs to a wider consciousness, and yes, so it continues. You cannot use the mind, which is, after all, spirit, without some effect.
Is the source the same as the great creative force?
I would say, as far as my knowledge goes, that is what we call the source, the great creative force, but that is for our own purposes. All is striving towards the source.
I was thinking of the void then as it's sort of comes out of the, as you say, it's like the mirror of the great creative force or the source. So it's it's like a manifestation, if you like, of it.
Yes, it is an expression.
An expression
of the source. Yes.
It's that just as we're made, some people say, in God's image, we're one kind of expression of the creative force.
You are creative energy. You need to think of yourselves as particles of energy to begin to understand.
Yes,
is that helpful to you?
Yeah. That makes it more simple for me anyway. If you think of everything as spiritual energy, each person and so on, and blending together, that makes it much more simple for me.
Yes.
This energy blending.
If you take each individual human within this room and you take the energy which is in the void of this room, but you cannot see, all is expanding and growing. Nothing remains static. But that is a very primitive explanation. I feel that this explanation gives you something to think about for some time to come.
Yes, and the synchronicities continue. And I was reading a book that had been passed to me, and within a few days of your teaching, I was reading about the ancient Indian rishis and what is termed Vedanta, and it seemed to be a version using other words of your teaching to us.
Yes. Always this is the problem, to use human words for your understanding. So many times I have told you of these difficulties. That is why you must keep these explanations simple in order for you to find a little understanding.
But it's very nice that, well, as you have told us, there will be confirmation from other sources of what you tell us. And this has happened already.
Yes. There would be no point if the information does not also come from elsewhere, because then it shows you the truth of my words. And remember, dear friends, the simple truth is that all truth has always been. Nothing is new. Do not forget those words.
Yes.
Nothing is new.
Talking of synchronicities.
And
there was quite a good one a few weeks ago. It's quite rare for lions to give birth to albino cubs, but there was a zoo in Germany where actually two females both had albino litters on the same day. And people thought that was incredibly lucky, but luck, it's nothing's luck. So some say white lions represent part of the change, the new world that's taking shape, because the energies are changing, so somehow that can affect these things. I don't know if there's any
truth in that. Always mankind looks for explanations, does he not? But if you think about the colors and the representation of color, white is at the end of the spectrum of pure energy. So think upon this and perhaps you will find your answer.
Well, I suspect there is a greater incidence of albino animals being born today. I know there are several lots of albino squirrels, and it's very unusual. I just get the impression there are more albino forms being born today than in the past.
As there are more who join your human race as teachers. So we are speaking of the animal kingdoms. There is a comparison. Yes. You understand?
So these albinos
have a purpose within the animal kingdom.
Right.
So anyway, can I go change the subject? We finished with the albinos. You said that nothing's new, and you said that this void and all that's in it is a mirror of source. We're seeking to be perfect. So
you are seeking to return to the source.
Return to the source, but in order to return to the source, we've got to get ourselves.
Yes, you.
Right.
You will encounter many obstacles in your way.
Yes.
Such as human life.
Yes.
That is part of one of the obstacles of expanding and growing.
So at one time, the mirror of the source was perfect, was an exact mirror image, and as things have gone on, it's expanded, and we've had the difficulties along the way. Is that right? And willing that at some point, in fact, I don't think it ever will, because you said we're never going to reach the source. But will it ever be a perfect mirror image?
No.
No. And was it ever?
No.
No. All right.
The mirror image of the source is ever growing, ever expanding, trying to reach the source of all life. The creative force, whatever words you wish to use. But that is why there are many universes, many different people, many sources of learning. Because all is trying to really now are beginning to touch upon deeper matters.
Yes. Like, where did the source come from? When did it start?
Always has been.
Pardon?
It always was, always has been. I would think, isn't that right, Sandra?
Yes. So, now, my dear friends, we will leave those words with you once again to ponder. It matters not if your understanding is not great at this moment in time, but gradually, if you are willing to open up, to transmute energy that is needed, then your understanding will become much greater. And so we will leave it there for now.
Thank you.
Can you take other questions this time?
I will take just one more.
Thank you. There is one. The one we know as William, who asked about claustrophobia, he was very pleased with the answer given, and he's most appreciative of that. He has asked the question again about the year 2012. There have been some crop circles recently, and William has some knowledge of astrology, and there seems to be an astrological reading from one that indicates a shift or a spread from that year to the year 2019. I think you will say that I told you so, it's not all going to happen in one year. Can you say if there's any significance in this reading?
You are correct in your assumption. I said to you that it is the expectation of that year that people are clamoring to make us special. As you know, energy can be changed in an instant, as can any predictions given by those on your planet who have the knowledge of what lies ahead. It can be given, but it can also change in the natural expansion of consciousness and how things are created and done within that space of time. So I would say to our dear friend, not to become too absorbed in particular dates and years, but to take them only as guidelines of what is happening within many worlds, not only this one. And that would be my answer to him.
Yes.
I hope that will help.
Yes, thank you. And it occurs to me that the year 2012, that's the next
Olympics that you speak of.
Sorry?
Olympics.
Yes, that's our next big Olympic Games event.
Yes. No, my dear friends, I will take my leave of you and allow the rest of your evening to continue.
Yes, thank you, Sally,
for those good words.
Your further words on this difficult area.
For someone like me.
And me. Well, I think we're all the same here.
Thank you.